Hello. 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 Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello. Hello.
Hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you. I apologize. Miss Weaver?
Uh-huh.
This is Zach. We spoke yesterday about your house on Fox Run, your property.
Right.
Do you have a minute to speak?
Yeah.
Okay. How's your morning going so far?
Doing good. How about yours?
I'm a bit tired, to be honest, but, we're getting through it. I'm pretty familiar with the property. We have, I have properties over in the, just south of there. If you're looking on a map, you would, I'm not sure if you know where Poplar Knob Road is, but.
Yeah, we go down it every day going to the barn.
Okay, gotcha. So that's what kind of made me interested in this house. Just the familiarity with it. Why did you fill out a web form? I mean, I know you wanted to sell it, but what's making you want to sell it?
What? I hear you.
I said, I know you filled out a web form, but just do you mind telling me, what made you fill out the web form and why you are looking
to
sell it?
I'm just trying to get an idea of what it's worth and which way to go, whether to sell it myself. I'm a real estate broker from North Carolina.
Oh, are you?
So I have sold my house across the street here several years ago before we built this one. I'm just trying to see my options right now.
Mm-hmm. So you're licensed in North Carolina?
I was. I'm not now.
Okay, gotcha. Do you do anything now, or are you retired?
I'm retired.
Nice.
So I'm thinking
good for
about
you.
Getting out of this area here.
Well, you got a big house.
Huh?
So, you got a big house.
Yeah, it's too big for us.
Too big. Do you have any kids?
I've got two boys.
Okay.
But they're, they're adults. Everybody's grown. The only reason that I still have the house is because my granddaughter, she stays here half time.
So, I gotcha. Where would you even go if you, were to
thinking
move?
Thinking about North Carolina. Well, that's where we came from, was North Carolina, moved up here. I worked up here. I retired from Grayson County School. So.
Okay. All right.
I mean, there's no reason that we're, we're not tied to here for any reason now.
Sure. And just to be clear, it is a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom. Is that right?
3.5, actually, but there wasn't a place to put the half.
How did that end up happening?
Yeah, there's one garden bathroom, 2 regular bathrooms, and then a half bath.
Sure. Well, you're right on that Virginia line. So,
now, this house here is tremendously different than what you're going to find on Poplar Knob. I mean, there's...
Sure. There's not really a lot of comparisons in that area anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you got that one house. It's an all-brick rancher. That's a pretty house. It's off of Fox Run Drive. I don't remember the address, but that one's a good looking house. But, you know, you're in real estate.
This house here probably is, if not the prettiest in the entire development, it's number two.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a really nice house.
Sure. I mean, do you have any idea what you would want to even get for it?
I got a roundabout idea, somewhere around 440.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I think it's pretty wise. I think that's a pretty wise number. If it's, you know, all fixed up and it's nice, then I think you're pretty on par with where you would be at, truly. You know, I don't buy too many houses in Galax, but, you know, we have a few. So, you know, when you sell this thing, I mean, you were a real estate agent, you know. You know the numbers. You know what you got, you know. Why don't you just put it on the market? Or are you going to sell it yourself? Because an investor isn't going to pay $440 for it. I can tell you that.
No.
I mean, there is a scenario where I would pay $440 for it, but I mean, you wouldn't even like it anyway. So the thing is, I guess, you know, when do you plan on moving? I mean, I know you don't have a set in stone time, but
I don't know. I haven't found what I'm looking for. I need a house. I want a 3-bedroom, 2-bath on one level with a couple acres of land. I have a horse, and I would love to have the horse at my house rather than having to get in the car and drive 7 miles to go take care of my horse. That's my goal, is to find something like that. 2-3 acres of land that I can fence or is already fenced with a small barn or price where I can afford to build a barn. See, I don't want to finance a bunch at 7% and 8%. I'm just not going to do that. My interest rate here on this house is 3.6. So I'm trying to do it with cash. Purchase what I do with cash, or mostly cash.
Sure.
And not have to pay the interest rates that are out there today.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, you bought this house a while ago.
We built it. We built it.
Yeah, or built it, excuse me. Yeah.
He's had it since 2005.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, was it? Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, your numbers are accurate, you know, and you don't know where you're going to go, but you know where you want to go. You know, I think it would be wise to just put it on the market. And, you know, I'm sure that you wouldn't even be interested in like a owner finance type of thing, would you?
Gosh, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do they do for interest rates now?
I mean, that's the only way that I would be able to buy it, you know, is if you owner financed it to me. Because I'm not going to just, you know, make you a lowball offer and then you call me a jerk and hang up. I'd rather actually solve your problem, or at least, you know, you can say that I was a decent, straightforward guy.
You work for a real estate firm, or are you just buying
yeah,
yourself?
My company is CVA Homes, so I have a lot of partners and private money lenders and contractors. So yeah, we're not a huge company, but we buy about 20, 30 houses a month.
You don't have anything like what I'm looking for sale, do you?
In North Carolina?
Well, North Carolina or Grayson County or.
Got one in Plymouth right now.
Clemens. That's down near Winston, isn't it?
No, Plymouth.
In where?
Plymouth.
No, I don't know where that is.
Let's see. Hang on, let me think. Do you know where the Roanoke River is?
Roanoke River, huh?
Okay.
Oh, you're talking about in Virginia.
No, this one's in North Carolina.
Is it towards the coast?
If you're looking at if you're looking at a map on Greenville, at Greenville,
uh-huh.
It's or Rocky Mountains, it's directly east.
Yeah, you're looking way on the other side of the state.
So you want to be on the western side?
Yeah, my granddaughter won't be graduating for another year.
Mm-hmm.
She graduates this time next year, so I hate to pull her senior year out of school. Plus, she's into some programs that she can become a nurse and a dental hygienist and full scholarship and everything. So I need to stay somewhere reasonably close to where she goes to school, at least for the time being. And that may be a rental, you know, at that point until she graduates. So
sure.
I don't want to hold on to this house so long that the market goes to hell. So
is that a worry of yours?
What that's gonna do, huh?
Are you concerned with that?
Well, the way this world is today, anybody would be.
Sure. Well, I mean,
and when you're 74 years old, you can't take a lot of chances. If I was 30 years old, 35, which is what you sound like you are, 40, you're about the age of my kids, you know, I might think about it. But when you get older, you got to watch out for yourself.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you don't sound 74, so. But needless to say is, you know, we're interested in it. I know you have some things that you have to, you know, do and prepare for. But, you know, at the end of the day, if, you know, you decide that you want to go into some type of direction, I mean, whether it's, you know, we listing it or we buying it, you know, we can help you definitely navigate you to your next journey or destination, rather.
Okay. How do you, when you make an offer on a place, how do you do that? You send somebody down here, or?
I mean, I would buy it for $440 on seller financing. That's, I don't even need to look at it. We do 20, 30 houses a month, you know, and I know where this house is at. So,
yeah, it's a beautiful neighborhood. It's the nicest one in Gale X by far.
Yeah.
There's nothing here for sale that I know of right now.
Right.
I don't think there's another house. There's a piece of property up above it. It's been for sale
mm-hmm.
for years, but it's not too nice up here at the top of the mountain here.
Yeah.
There isn't anything else for sale. So that's kind of why I was thinking about possibly listing it, you know, trying to sell it myself or sell by owner. I did that, like I said, across the street, and I sold it within 2.5 months. And that was back when things weren't real easy to sell. I mean, they were okay.
Sure.
I just want to Yep, I've got stairs here, and I don't want any more upstairs, downstairs. And I want some place for my horse. That's my two biggest, and a much smaller house, because taking care of this house is more than I can deal with. So.
And do you have a husband? Is he still around?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. His health isn't the best either, so. My health's just fine. His health isn't too good, so he's little or no help around here. Pretty much on me.
So y'all both have different houses?
No, just this house.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, however we could help you, we would definitely be interested. So, you know, I can definitely give you a call.
Tell me how the... What are you willing to pay in interest if it's owner financing?
I don't even know if we're even ready for that conversation. I mean, you got to find a place to live. I don't even know. I mean, I don't even have really enough information. It's, you know, I don't like just throwing numbers out there. You know, if I'm making offer, like, you know, I'm ready to buy it, and I know that, you know, you got some things that you got to deal with, and I don't even think you're ready to sell it yet. So I would love to tell you a number, but as you know, you and I both know the market changes, you know, monthly, daily, however you want to look at it. So I mean, a number today, I could say, you know, might not be a number from a month from now. You know.
Okay, well, if you'll send me all your information and your company's name and all that on an email, I'll have it here, and when we get to that point.
Okay.
I'll certainly get a hold of you.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Weaver. I really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me. And
you need my email address?
I actually have it, I think. Weaver PL68.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. All right. I'll shoot you an email.
Okay. It might be a couple of weeks, but we'll probably get back with you.
Okay. I'll give you a call.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.